Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 148. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. It reads, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Beloved, our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Dr. Albert Mohler. He said, "Our responsibility is to get God's word, yea, the gospel, to their ears. Only God can get the word from their ears to their heart." And our Reason to Believe PowerPoint today is titled The Resurrection Part 1 from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tassili. If you don't have this book in your library, you need to purchase this book from Amazon.com or from any store where fine books are sold. The authors begin with the first part of this chapter subtitled The Importance of the Resurrection. Every sermon preached by every Christian in the New Testament centers on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel, or good news, means essentially the news of Christ's resurrection. The message that flashed across the ancient world set hearts on fire, changed lives, and turned the world upside down was not love your neighbor. Every morally sane person already knew that. It was not news. The news was that a man who claimed to be the Son of God and Savior of the world had risen from the dead. And every preacher listening to me, they know I'm about to burst. They know that I'm about to have a conniption fit. They know that I'm getting ready to have a Baptist costal shouting good time. But I'm trying to remain dignified. I'm trying to hold myself back. You pray for me. When Paul preached the gospel to the Stoics and the Epicurean philosophers in Athens, they thought he was preaching two new little g gods, Jesus and Anastasius. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Greek for resurrection. Acts 7:18. That's how important the resurrection was, and that's how muddled the philosophers and scholars were. Nothing changes. A reasonable challenge to the skeptics is this: if it can be proved that Jesus really rose from the dead. If it can be proved that Jesus really rose from the dead, will you believe in him? For if he really rose from the dead, that validates his claim to be divine and not merely human, the Son of God. Emmanuel, God with us. For resurrection from death is beyond human power, and his divinity validates the truth of everything else he said, for God cannot lie. Rudolf Bultmann, the father of demythologizing, allow me to try that again. Rudolf Bultmann, the father of demythologizing, said that if the bones of the dead Jesus were discovered tomorrow in a Palestinian tomb, all the essentials of Christianity would remain unchanged. Paul disagreed. He said that if Christ has not been raised, then, number one, our proclamation has been in vain. Number two, and your faith has been in vain. Number three, we are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified of God that he raised Christ whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. Number four, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Number five, and you are still in your sins, which means, and I'm adding this, on your way to a devil's hell. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. In other words, they are in hell right now. Number seven, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied, or the King James, most miserable. Now, who is more likely to know what Christianity is, what its essentials are, and whether these essentials would remain unchanged if Christ's corpse were to turn up tomorrow in Palestine? The apostle or the skeptic? One of the religion's first century founders, or one of its 20th century subverters? A Jew who knew Christ, or a German scholar who knew books? If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, Lord willing, if the Lord says the same, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to get the gospel to the ears of the people, and we trust you to get the gospel from their ears to their hearts. Glorify your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.